The state of Utah has exposed a secret closely guarded for 50 years. Down in a remote canyon in the eastern part of the state, beyond a mountain pass 8,000 feet high and at the end of a two-hour bone-jarring dirt road drive, lie hundreds of ancient Indian home and burial sites. The area is unusual because it hasn't been looted and vandalized, a common fate for such sites elsewhere. The state of Utah revealed this archaeological treasure trove to reporters yesterday. NPR's Howard Berkus was there.
Utah State archaeologist Kevin Jones could hardly contain his excitement as he briefed dozens of reporters yesterday gathered in a parking lot in Price, Utah.
Byron Cummings, who was a professor at the University of Utah in the early 1900s, lamented in 1908 that there were hardly any archaeological sites that he had encountered that hadn't been looted to some extent, and that's nearly 100 years ago. So to discover a place that really hasn't been looted is just phenomenal.
The place is Range Creek, a 12-mile stretch of canyon distant and desolate, but filled with undisturbed signs of ancient Indian life. It has University of Utah archaeologist Duncan Metcalf thinking of his own eternal resting place as he climbs into his beat-up SUV.
Range Creek, there's not another place like it on this earth, both visually as well as the archaeology.
You're going to love Range Creek. Actually, I think I've already picked out the place I'd like to have them bury me, so...
Metcalf has led secret archaeological research in Range Creek for 2 years. Now he's leading reporters there for its first public exposure. He warns that it isn't as grand as the ancient cities at Mesa Verde. These are small sites, he says, but there are hundreds of them.
I think of Range as this sort of preserve where we can study how people lived in the past, how they adapted to what can only be referred to as a very tough environment.
This is a rim. You can see it's smooth. There's another piece behind you, a thicker one that could be the base of like a bean pot.
Randy Gutierrez is one of three dozen archaeology students working at Range Creek. He points to thousands of tiny flags spread among junipers, marking shards of pottery, small grinding stones, and sharp flecks of rock, pieces of cutting tools or arrowheads. There are also rings of rock, the remains of pit house walls.
That's an ash deposit, you know, so they're dumping the coals out of their fire, or maybe there was a hearth there. So that's what you're looking at, but most people would pass it and it's like dirt. But for us, we know people were living here.
There are also rock granaries with shriveled corn cobs 1,000 years old, carvings and paintings on rock walls, and human skeletons emerging from eroded ground. Often buried in sites like these are valuable pots and baskets, the stuff looters seek. They've been kept at bay for 50 years by rancher Waldo Wilcox, who once owned this land and kept gates leading to it locked, but still worries about intruders.
Can't help but worry that it won't be taken care of. You let too many people down here, pretty soon it'll just be a pile of beer cans. This many people knowing about it, and all the publicity they're given, there's no way you can keep it protected, I don't think.
Wilcox sold his ranch to the Trust for Public Land, which conveyed it to the state of Utah. The secret leaked last week. Chris Colt of the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources is now the guardian of Range Creek.
Oh, I can't imagine what it's going to be like after today, because I'm already fielding 5 to 10 calls a day on how do I get into Range Creek, where is it? So I can't imagine what it's going to be like here in a few days once these stories hit the national press.
Colt envisions guided tours, perhaps on specific weekends, or limited visits controlled by permits. But the curious aren't waiting to see Range Creek, Utah. Hikers are already hoofing it 12 miles from the locked gate, often unprepared, seeking water and a ride out when they arrive. Howard Berkus, NPR News.